Entertaining and useful. Cara is so entertaining to listen to, I could definitely binge listen to this podcast, and I live in a travel trailer. Ha! I will definitely be passing the word around about this podcast. This is a review left by the Beauty Hunters podcast, and what fun it must be decorating a travel trailer. I would love to do that. So thank you so much for leaving that review for me. It means so much. And if you haven't already left me a review on Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate it if you would do that. It will only take you a minute or two. And if you go to my podcast and scroll down to the purple writing where it says write a review, hopefully you'll leave me 5 stars and leave a written review. And by people leaving the reviews, it actually helps other people find the podcast. So I want to reach out to as many people across the world to share my daring decor tips and ideas and give them the knowledge and tools to be able to create a home that they absolutely love. So pause this episode now, go over and leave me a review, then come back and we'll dive together into this week's show. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. I don't know about you, but I want to enjoy my decor and keep it looking pristine for as long as possible. So the way that I do this is by paying attention to detail and looking at each room in my home through the eyes of a visitor, because there can often be things that you just don't see yourself, and then one day you notice and think, how long has that looked like that? Well, obviously, if visitors are coming round, they're probably going to notice those things. So I try to look through the lens of a visitor and rectify any wear and tear that I see. So I'm going to give you 5 hacks now that you can use in your home for repairing the wear and tear of areas that may look shabby. I thought of one of these hacks when I decorated my kitchen wall. What I did is instead of doing just a feature wall that was just one flat wall, I cut the edges of some geometric wallpaper that I had. So the feature starts partway into the wall and ends partway out into the wall, so you can see the edges of the wallpaper. And I also cut it around the window reveal as well, just to make it more interesting. And there was this wallpaper is used in other areas of my kitchen too, so it wasn't just that one wall, because I'm not really into feature walls where it's just one wall and then nothing else in the room is associated with it. So I use this hack because I'm getting off subject here. It's nothing to do with feature walls. But what I did is I created some wire art on there. It's some text. I'm trying to think what it says here. Dare to be different. That's what it says. And when I hung it up, I kept putting it in all the wrong position, and I was hanging it over little tacks into the wall. So I ended up with loads of little holes in the wall from these tacks. And this is where I came up with hack number one. So hack number one is wallpaper repair. And what you do is, as I said, I had lots of little holes in the wallpaper. So I got an off cut of the wallpaper Hopefully, once you've decorated a space, you end up with a few end rolls and things. So always keep them just in case. So I got an offcut of the wallpaper and I cut a small square out of it, probably about, I don't know, half an inch wide. And then what I did is I peeled the lining off the back of the wallpaper and then cut a small circle, which was just a bit bigger than the actual hole that I wanted to cover. So then what I did is I used some Pritt stick to glue the back of it, and then I pressed the little circle onto the hole and then moved my finger, and as you stand back, the hole magically disappears. So I did a reel on this. I think I might have done a couple on the same thing. So if you're not following me on Instagram, go over and follow me on Instagram and have a little look through my reels, and hopefully you'll find it there so you can actually see it in, so you can see it visually. So I also did this in our living room. We've got, if you don't know, as I said, follow me on Instagram and you can have a look at my living room. I've got like a thick border all around the middle of my wall in the living room, and it's a dark green wallpaper, and I've got some sconces on the wall. And I think I dropped an ornament. I put an ornament on there or knocked it off or something, and it went against the wallpaper as it was falling and made a couple of little marks. So I did the same thing in there as well. So you can use, obviously, if you've got a big massive tear in the wallpaper, then this might not be the thing. But if you've got little scuffs, little holes or anything like that, this is a great thing to do. So number one hack is repairing your wallpaper, and it just makes it, you know, it just finishes it all off. If you've got any, you know, little marks or anything, it just neatens it all up and stops it looking tatty. So that's hack number one. Hack number two is a similar thing, but instead of covering up any marks on wallpaper, we're going to be covering up any marks or scuffs that you have on your painted walls. So I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I have definitely done this. Have you ever had a mark or a scuff on your wall that you've painted, and you've got a bit of the paint and painted over the scuff, and then once it's dried, you can actually see where you've painted? So I've got a tip for you if this has ever happened to you, how you can overcome it. And by the way, you can get lots of paints these days that are wipeable. So whenever you're decorating, or you could get matte ones too, it's good to get a wipeable matte if you're doing it matte. I always do it in matte, to get a wipeable paint, because this can also help you with any marks. Anyway, this is what you need to do if you've got any marks or scuffs on your walls. Hack number two is how to invisibly touch up a wall. So use a small brush and paint, obviously the same paint colour that is on the wall, and paint over the mark. And then what you, don't use an excessive amount of paint, just use enough to cover the mark. And then once you've covered the mark, feather the paint outwards so there's no solid edge. Do this all the way around, and then when it dries, you won't see it. So for larger, because obviously the marks that you're seeing when you've painted over it normally are the solid edges. So if you're feathering them out, they're graduating out, and then the eye doesn't see the solid line. So for larger areas, you can use a small roller and do the same thing. So paint over the main mark with the roller, and then brush, like feather out, not brush, roll and feather out the roller all the way around the mark, and then when it dries, it will be magically gone. Now I know what you're asking, what if I haven't got any paint left, or I've forgotten the colour of the paint? So that's where we move on to hack number three, which is related to hack number two, and it is have a backup for painted walls. So if you've got any walls that need touching up and you've forgotten the colour of the paint, then obviously there might not be anything that you can definitely do about that. But what you can do is, moving forward, always make sure that you're not in that situation again. So when you paint a room, you'll probably have a bit of paint left. So what I do is I label the tin with the room and I keep it indoors in a dedicated space. So if I've just painted the hallway and I've got a bit left, I'll put a label on it saying hallway paint. I know that sounds crazy. You're like, oh, I'm going to know which paint was for the hallway and living room. Trust me, you're not. You're going to be searching through every pot of paint. Put a label on with hallway paint or whatever room it is, and also make sure that the colour and range is showing on the tin. And if you've painted over it, which is I often do because I make such a mess of my paintings, make sure you put a note of that on there too. Keep all of your paint all together in the same place, so not searching all around the house, and keep it indoors, because if you put it outside in a shed and you have any freezing weather, it can ruin the paint. So there's the first thing you can do. Now, if you don't have room to put loads of paintings in your home, you can buy smaller containers to put the last bits of your painting, and then write the paint range, colour and room on there, and once again have a dedicated space for this. We've got our paint up in the loft because it's in the big tins, but if you did this with smaller containers, you could maybe have a dedicated space downstairs which is more accessible for you. Now, I've definitely been in situations where I've painted a room and I'm scraping the last little bit out of the painting. So if this is the case and you don't have any paint left, then the chances are that you did buy a tester pot. And if you listen to me on all my tips, then you definitely will have bought a tester pot. So you can use the tester pot for touch-ups. And if you haven't got a tester pot, then you can go and buy one. If you know the paint colour and paint range, you can just go and buy a tester pot in the same colour. Now, you can also take this a step further and make it even more convenient by buying a paint touch-up pen from Amazon. It comes with a syringe, so you can syringe paint into the pen, and it also has a little brush on the end. So there is a good tip for if you ever need to do any touch-ups in the home. So always make sure you've got a backup for your painted walls. Moving on to hack number 4, and that is to touch up furniture scratches. Now, if you've got a piece of furniture that you've bought, whatever colour it is, obviously you're not going to have the exact same shade available. So what you can do is you could use a felt tip pen, or you could use some paint in a similar colour to touch it up, and it will detract the eye from the scratch. If you've got a scratch and the scratch looks what like a white colour, for example, and you've got a dark piece of furniture, then adding anything, you know, darker to that scratch will just take that, it just disappears, even if it's not the same colour as your furniture. So you could also use this tip for things like the edges of wallpaper or rips in wallpaper. Just take, obviously, when you rip wallpaper, especially if it's dark, then the lining is also always light. So just touching up those little rips with a pen of a similar colour or paint of a similar colour just detracts the eye away from it. It's amazing how this works. I've done this a few times too. So yeah, using a pen or paint to touch up furniture scratches or rips in wallpaper or anything similar like that. So those are all my hacks, and I also have a bonus hack for you. As I said at the start, pay attention. So pay attention to areas like areas by door handles, by light switches, because these are heavy traffic places, and you'll probably notice that there's finger marks or, you know, just dirty marks around these areas, and wipe them clean. Also things like skirting boards and door frames. I always notice, I don't know how it happens, but there always seems to be a splash of tea up the architrave or something like that. Something that could have been there for a year and you never see it. And then one day you think, oh, I've never noticed that, which is something a visitor may notice. So always pay attention to these kind of areas, and then you can just give them a quick wipe or a quick paint touch up if it's really bad, and it just keeps everything looking ship shape. Now, if you've got any hacks of your own that I haven't mentioned today, then make sure you come on over and share them in the Facebook group. We would all love to hear them over there. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, where you'll be able to see a more visual side of all the things that I talk about here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you found these hacks useful. And I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.